most ancient texts known to man. The use and function of a mantra as well as their structure varies from tradition to tradition. We often think that Hinduism is one homogeneous religion, however, it is incredibly rich and diverse, probably the most diverse religion in the world. In all traditions, mantras play a role, but some place added importance to them. For example, in the mysterious Hindu tantric texts, the mantra itself contains the very essence of a god or goddess, almost as if the mantra itself was the very name of the deity. So when you are reciting them, they immediately invoke the power of that deity. In some schools, mantras are given specific meaning and are attached to human aspirations, such as to gain peace, love, and what have you. In other traditions, they do not mean anything, but rather their very sound conveys certain energies. Essentially, a mantra may not have any translatable meaning, but rather is used to invoke a certain energy to be experienced. In this book, we will be dealing with one of these schools of thoughts. We are using them more for the energy they represent, and how to use them to subjugate people and events to our will. Is it evil or just a misunderstanding? In the West, we tend to think of things in stark terms when it comes to our spiritual beliefs. Things are either good or bad. There are angels in heaven and demons in hell. God is all good and the devil is all bad. This linear simplification is by far the most foolish idea that plagues the magical community and religionists in general. Life is never linear, so why do we suppose that the divine realms are linear as well? The human mind hates contradictory or ambiguous ideas, and so we compartmentalize it to be linear and black and white. In reality, however, nothing is linear and everything is from the divine. Yes, even the so-called demons. As the Kabbalah says, the devil is simply God's shadow. Even in the Bible, God is specifically and especially clear on this. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 7, he says, I form the light and create darkness. I bring peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. This passage is under every Westerner's nose, but it is ignored. It has become a spiritual blind spot, one that has not only detracted from our understanding of the divine, but limits us to its vast power. As the divine is not black or white, but both, so too do we have the power, and we are encouraged to use it. Although the mantras we will be using are considered dark, and this might even be considered black magic to the Westerner, we need to understand that the origin of these mantras is not as clear-cut. They are derived from Hinduism, and their conception of deity and good and evil are quite different from ours. Personally speaking, I also feel it is the most healthy way to view deity. In order to understand the Eastern conception of deity, one needs to rethink the common definitions for words like good and evil. Often we will consider anything that is destructive as evil and anything life-affirming as good. For simplicity's sake, that makes perfect sense. It's nicely compartmentalized. However, in the Eastern traditions, the definition of good and evil are not quite so clear-cut. Death and destruction in their conception is often looked upon as necessary states that must occur for rebirth and growth to happen. The yin and the yang, life and death. In the Western conception, these two things are looked upon in very black and white terms, as I mentioned above. But the good gods and the bad gods have very, very many overlapping characteristics. You can have a good goddess act in a way that any Westerner would be considered evil. However, here is where I will say they are different. There is a difference between evil and wrathful. This is important to discern. Many beneficent gods and goddesses have a wrathful side, don't you? Even God in the book of Isaiah stated as much. We would equate this wrath with evil, but it is not evil, but a form of spiritual equilibrium. You must have both sides to exist. This is very important to keep in mind as we proceed, otherwise the mantras will not make any sense and may produce an unfounded fear in them. Like any magical energy, it molds to the intentions of the magician. You can take an otherwise benign mantra and use it in nefarious ways. The sky is literally the limit. In the next chapter, we will discuss what Vashikaran is and what mantras in this category can be used for. Vashikaran, like the word mantra, is comprised of two words. Vashi means to allure, to entice, to